The Entertainment Earth podcast doesn't reflect opinions of Entertainment Earth, management, employees, affiliates, Yumi, or any, you know, Be Cool, Don't Sue. After that slurred introduction, it can only mean one thing. It's time for the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, March 6, 2009. We have lots of exciting things to talk about this week, not the least of which is Joker Squad has finally shown up. I have a sample here, and I can tell you about it, but I'll actually be telling you about it in the Toy of the Week show, so listen to that one, too. And we have toy news, movie news, all that good stuff. Will you be watching The Watchmen? That's the big question of the week. Now, let's start off with movies. Movies. Top five movies at the box office last week. Madea Goes to Jail was number one again, $16.2 million. Jonas Brothers 3D, $12.5 million. Slumdog Millionaire, number three, with $12 million. Taken, $9.9 million. And He's Just Not That Into You rounded out the top five with $6 million. New this week, Watchmen, Horsemen, and some other stuff on like two screens. For Clone Wars television fans, Innocence of Ryloth is this evening's show. Ryloth people are, of course, the Twi'lek, like Ula or Bib Fortuna. So we're going to see a bunch of them. And there's going to be Jedi and explosions. So how can you go wrong? You can't. Also, what else? Lost won't be on next week because it's a rerun, I have been told. So that's too bad. But yeah, that's the Clone Wars. There's a couple episodes left. The next episode concludes this three episode segment, and the season will end March 20th. And now, toys. Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom wave continues to ship. If you have not found these Hasbro Indiana Jones action figures, you're not alone. I have been looking in grocery stores, drug stores, toy stores, and elsewhere, and I have not seen them, but they are continuing to ship. I know this because Entertainment Earth, we just received a whole bunch of them, and we also sold a whole bunch of them. We didn't get too many. Well, we got a lot, but apparently you guys really like them. So it might already be sold out by the time you hear this podcast, but we're planning on reordering, so I would check the website right now to order or pre-order, depending on what your situation may be, if you'd like to get a case of 12 figures for about 90 bucks. Also, there's a free shipping offer, but I'll tell you about that later. Wizard of Oz, Gentle Giant announced a Dorothy mini bust, as well as a fairly large Tin Man bust. So you can look at those and pre-order those and see them in person in a few months. Back to the Future, Entertainment Earth, as I subtly hinted to many times, it will be getting, we're getting this Back to the Future exclusive DeLorean from Back to the Future 2. This version has a hover mode, and there's some subtle differences between the DeLoreans from Back to the Futures 1 and 2, but if you only get one, I would recommend getting the one from Back to the Future 2 because it does have the hover mode action feature. The sound effects and lights, I think, are pretty much the same. The circuits are slightly different, but Back to the Future 2 has Mr. Fusion, which to me is a huge selling point, and why I'm very excited to say that Entertainment Earth is offering the entire run of the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean to retail and wholesale clients. If you have a store and want to order some, contact EE Distribution. I think that's good for that plug. Hot Wheels! We now have the Elite items available. I didn't know these things existed, really, but I can now tell you about them. There are Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Bat Cycles, and about 100-ish high-end-ish iCast vehicles, cars, motorcycles, and what have you. I am not a car expert, and sadly there are no photos yet for most of these. There's photos for like four. You can see them on the website, entertainmentearth.com. Just type in Hot Wheels Elite, and you'll find them. DC Universe, Superman, Amazon Warrior, Firestorm, Aquaman Blue, Flash Speedster, and Kid Flash from Mattel are in stock now. At Entertainment Earth, we received a bunch of Mattel DC Universe guys, many of which went in and out of stock, meaning if you're out and about and doing the toy run thing, you're probably going to see a lot of new stuff. I've been noticing new 3¾-inch 3-packs out and about. Haven't seen that much of the 6-inch dudes other than Series 2 showing up time and again at Target, which only took them about a year late to get those out in circulation. But hey, I still haven't seen a Harley Quinn in person in retail. The only place I've seen it was at Toy Fair in New York, in the wrong area, at a Mattel booth near board games. But I digress. I need to tell you about Pulips. The dolls from June Planning in Japan include a variety of little fashion dolls, kind of like Blythe if you were into Blythe from Takara, but these include licenses like Neon Genesis Evangelion, because I can't speak, Sanrio, like Hello Kitty and other characters, which Sanrio people would probably recognize, but I have to be honest, I didn't really know much beyond Tuxedo Sam, and the Penguin DJ was a Batsmaru I've heard of, but that's my time, I'm very old. The Hello Kitty one's cool because it looks like it's eating the doll. It's like around its head and like munching it. It's neat. Oh, Harry Potter. Gentle Giant will be doing a bust of Creature. It is ugly. It is really cool. I mean, as far as busts go, this thing is just oozing in personality. It's disgusting. You'll love it. Transformers. BotCon still coming to Pasadena, California, and they're still already selling out of the absentee sets. So if you didn't already order one, you're not going to get one. They're also having sets available at the show. They revealed Scourge, which will be a re-sculpted, repainted Cybertron Sideways. It's a little black UFO dude. So there you go. Star Wars Joker Squad is now available from Entertainment Earth. The Entertainment Earth exclusive is shipping and in stock. If you order quickly, because it'll start selling. The Build-Your-Own Blaster from Hasbro is coming this summer. It's a basically configurable Nerf gun where you can make clone trooper rifles, pistols, and other weapons out of the same parts and pieces. I really look forward to playing with one of these. Even though it is white and blue and orange, it looks like a lot of fun. The Saber Fighter Tank is coming out this summer. The yellow repaint of the Anakin Delta II Jedi Starfighter is also coming. And General Giant announced the Luke and Han Solo Hoth minibusts, both of which are very nice, and the Stormtrooper Deluxe statue, which includes interchangeable arms and weapons, so you can basically customize the statue like you might an action figure. Watchmen. Watchmen stuff is selling really well, so if you didn't already buy it, you might be out of luck. Check your favorite comic shops and, of course, online websites for availability. Entertainment Earth is going to start offering individual figures. So if you want just a Silk Spectre or Dr. Robotnik or Mean Machine, we have them. I think those are from other properties, but you get what I'm saying. New at Entertainment Earth. Kind of already started telling you it was new at Entertainment Earth, but I do need to tell you that the Joker Squad is now available in stock, ready to ship. Oh my God, you have to get this. It's very cool. It's very great. I am biased because I asked for it, but now I have it, and so can you. You can also have it with free shipping if you order the correct amount of stuff. You can check out our free shipping offer on the entertainmentearth.com website. And if you decide to order Joker Squad and this Indiana Jones Hasbro Temple of Doom action figures, you will get free shipping because that qualifies. It's just enough stuff. The Temple of Doom wave includes Thuggy Guards, Short Round, Indiana Jones with a head from Easter Island, Mola Ram, Willie Scott, you can't win them all. But it's a great wave of figures, and according to people who have seen them, and which I unfortunately have not, it is the best wave of figures Hasbro has ever done. I believe them because I trust people. Do you believe them? Let me know. Anyway, you can order all this exciting stuff with free shipping at entertainmentearth.com, but only for a limited time. The free shipping offer ends March 31st, but the good items that you probably want might go out of stock or come into stock, who knows, before then. So I recommend you go order something now, because this is marketing, and that's what I'm supposed to tell you. Good day from Entertainment Earth. Video games. The Wii fans can download Ogre Battle from the Super Nintendo on the Wii. It's a hard-to-find game, and I hear superior to the PlayStation port. You may wish to download that for $8. A WiiWare game called Family and Friends Party is also available for download, and that sounds downright dirty, and I don't get invited to those kinds of parties. Just not fair. Anyway, on the Xbox 360, you can download the Watchmen game on Xbox Live Arcade. It is $20, or however many, 1,600 points. It's a beat-em-up brawler. A friend of mine downloaded the demo and said it's pretty fun, but doesn't seem like it's worth the $20. So I leave it to you guys if it's worth it or not. I'm just still playing Street Fighter 4, so that's me. I'm stuck in a couple weeks ago. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to check our Toy of the Week podcast, because I'm going to tell you about Joker Squad. I have them right here, right now, and I am pretty pleased. Darth Malevol turned out really nice. I mean, super nice. Like, I'm almost mad that other figures don't turn out this nice. On Twitter, you can follow me on Adam16Bit for my adventures and excitement, and you can follow me on EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, for all of the Entertainment Earth happenings you need to know about, and actually a lot of the things you'll probably hear about on the podcast. And I don't follow everyone. Hit me over the head or email me if you want me to follow you if you're talking about toy stuff, because I will. I want to know. A lot of people I follow just don't say anything, and then I unfollow them, so it's nothing personal, I swear. I know people have Twitter kit. I am still waiting for the Emily Post Twitter kit manual to come out, but it's not here yet, so that's too bad. You can email me at adam@16bit.com, adam at 16bit.com, or adam.paulus@gmail.com. They go to the same account, so I don't know why I bother to give you both. I'll be back next week to tell you about more exciting things. I'm considering a format change to give you guys a couple of shows throughout the week instead of just two on Friday. So who knows? It'll be exciting and fun. If you guys want updates multiple times a week by the podcast, let me know. They will be shorter, but hey, I like your feedback. I don't hear from you guys enough, so I assume you're having a good time. Anyway, I'm babbling, so it is time to end the show. Have a great week, everybody. I've lived in Los Angeles for about 4 years now, and I had no idea that a TV studio was something like 3 miles south of where I work. Apparently CBS tapes stuff right next to my office. Well, not CBS, it's their studios, but like Real Time with Bill Maher tapes there and all this other stuff. So I could have been going to see TV shows being recorded. I've never seen one before. I'm such a bumpkin. You know, I've come from the desert and now I'm in California and I don't do any California things. But I'm going to go try and see something taped tonight, so wish me luck. I'm sure it'll be very exciting. I've also been playing a lot of Street Fighter 4 still, which if any of you are on the fence on, you should totally buy. I have it on the Xbox. Get it on the PS3 if you want. It's fun. And I just got Soul Calibur 4 at Target for $15. So if you're lucky, you might be able to find one. I'm liking Street Fighter 4 more. But I hear you can do a character editor on Soul Calibur. A friend of mine just said he made John McCain with an axe, which sounds awesome. If I can make, like, you know, Walter Cronkite with, like, brass knuckles or something, my life will be made here. This is just the best thing ever. I assume. Maybe it's not. Anyway, I'm wasting your time. So thanks for tuning in to the super secret post show, which is not secret or not really post show because it is the show. And yeah, email me some questions or something. I can do a Q&A column here. Maybe I do a written one on galactichunter.com every week for Star Wars stuff, which is pretty popular. If I can find a way to do an audio one where you guys can ask questions, I will. I just don't know if you care. So you can let me know. Anyway, that's all from Entertainment Earth and Adam Paulus, which is me, talking to you, your name here. Good day.